Good morning, friends. Welcome to the Daily Bread. I'm Joseph Lee. And today we're continuing our study in the book called 28 Days to Powerful Prayer, written by Dr. Dave Early. Today's lesson is called Persistence in Prayer, and it's day 17. Before we get into this, I need your help. My brother has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and I need prayer warriors to pray for him. Please pray for him for healing, grace, and mercy. Also, please pray for his wife as well and his family. I would really greatly appreciate it. Please be persistent in the prayer you pray for him. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Persistence in prayer. What do you do when you sincerely pray for something and nothing happens? Do you get discouraged or even just stop praying about the matter? This chapter, especially the story of the persistent widow, will show you that maybe you should continue praying, especially when God seems slow to answer. A picture of persistence. I don't fully understand why, but God has designed prayer so that it involves an aspect of persistence. Jesus wanted us to appreciate the need of perseverance in prayer, so he told the following story to encourage us to continue praying about something until that something happens. Now, Jesus was telling the disciples a parable to make the point that at all times they ought to pray and not give up and lose heart, saying, "In a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and had no respect for man. There was this desperate widow in that city that kept coming to him, saying, 'Give me justice and legal protection for my adversary.' For a time he would not, but later he said to himself, 'Even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will give her justice and legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will be an intolerable annoyance, and she will wear me out.' Then the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not our just God defend and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay in providing justice on their behalf? I tell you that he will defend and avenge them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find this kind of persistence, faith on the earth.'" And again, let me read that. "However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find this kind of persistent faith on the earth." Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. When we desperately need something from God, he wants us to keep praying about it and not give up. In the above story, the widow kept coming to the judge day after day, but the wicked judge was not inclined to help her. Eventually, however, he decided to help her because her continual coming was going to wear him out. Jesus told his followers to learn from the words of this unjust judge. Our God will defend and avenge us when we cry out to him day and night. So displaying persistence in prayer is an important expression of faith. God grows our faith and honors it when we persist in prayer. The relentless mother. One day, a non-Jewish woman approached Jesus and asked for help with her demon-possessed daughter. See Matthew 15, verse 22. However, because she was not Jewish, he was initially reluctant to respond. But this woman stubbornly refused to take no for an answer. She kept seeking his help until he finally relented. Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted," and her daughter was healed at that moment. Matthew 15, verse 28. This desperate woman's need and her faith would not allow her to quit. And she got her answer. God responded to her relentless faith. He responds to our relentless faith as well. The persevering prophet. Elijah is one of my favorite prophets. We don't know much about him, but we do know that he had an amazing commitment to prayer. Elijah prayed and caused the rain to completely stop for 3 years. See 1 Kings 17, verse 1, and James 5, verses 16 and 17. He also single-handedly took on the wicked, murderous King Ahab and Queen Jezebel and their 400 evil prophets in a duel between their God and the true God. Then he boldly called down fire from heaven, crushing the opposition and helping point the nation of Israel back to the Lord. See 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 16 through 39. But one time, Elijah did not get answers so quickly and easily. After winning the showdown with Ahab's pagan god, he told the evil king that it was going to rain again. Then he climbed a mountain to pray. He instructed his servant to search the sky as he prayed, but there were no clouds. He continued to pray, still no clouds. 7 times he prayed. 7 times he sent his servant back to search. Finally, the 7th time, the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." See 1 Kings 18, verse 44. Then it happened. The sky grew black with clouds, and the wind rose. A heavy rain started falling. 1 Kings 18, verse 45. Even powerhouse prophets sometimes have to persist in prayer. The determined intercessor. Abraham is known as the father of our faith. One day, the Lord alerted Abraham, and he was about to destroy the city of Sodom because of its extreme wickedness. Abraham responded by interceding for Sodom, asking God to spare the city if there were at least 50 righteous people living there. God agreed to his request. See Genesis 18, verses 16 through 26. But Abraham was determined. He begged God to spare Sodom for 45 righteous people living there. God agreed. You could see that in Genesis 18, 27 through 28. Then Abraham asked for mercy on Sodom on behalf of 40 righteous people. Again, he succeeded. Genesis 18, verse 29. Abraham then pleaded with the Lord to spare Sodom if 30 righteous persons lived there. And God said yes. Genesis 18, verse 30. Abraham was not finished. He cried out to God to respond with mercy if there were only 20 righteous persons there. Again, God agreed. Genesis 18, verse 31. Confident that there had to be at least 10 righteous persons in the city, Abraham made his 6th and final appeal to God to save the city if just 10 righteous ones lived there. Again, the Lord said he would not destroy the city if there were indeed 10 righteous people in Sodom. See Genesis 18, verse 32. Abraham approached God on behalf of Sodom 6 times. His determined persistence in the intercession potentially altered the plans of the Lord God on behalf of the whole city. One man's relentless prayers had potentially spared the lives of many people. Unfortunately, Abraham was overly optimistic. There weren't 10 righteous ones in Sodom. But perhaps he quit too soon. He should have persisted longer, asking God to spare the city on behalf of just a few people. The tenacious prophet. As we will discuss in day 22, prayer may spark spiritual warfare. That was the case with the great prophet statesman Daniel when he fasted and prayed for 3 weeks and saw no response. Even though the Lord had sent the answer the moment Daniel began to pray, it took 3 more weeks of prayer and warfare by Gabriel before Daniel's answer arrived. See Daniel 10, verses 12 through 13. It took persistence for the answer to come. The persistence of George Mueller. George Mueller is known for having recorded 50,000 answered prayers in his journal. One of the aspects of Mueller's remarkable prayer life was his practice of persisting in petitioning God until he received an answer. Mueller testified that at one point in his life, he had received 30,000 definite answers to prayer on the first day of asking. But when it came to the especially big and or difficult requests, he believed that the bigger the request, the greater the number of prayers required to secure it. He felt that he should show his trust in God by asking 2, 3, 4 times a day until the breakthrough came. On one occasion, Mueller's orphanages definitely needed more workers. His response was to lead his staff to triple their daily prayer times until God supplied the needed staff. On another occasion, Mueller and his staff needed a huge amount of money to double his ministry space to house more orphans. His plan was to increase the amount of prayer about the need. During this time, he wrote, "Many and great may be the difficulties. Thousands and thousands of prayers may have to ascend to God before the full answer is obtained." God responded, and money poured in from all over the world. When the last of the donations arrived, Mueller gave thanks, saying, "Thousands of times I have asked the Lord for the means to build these two homes, and now I have to the full received the answer." Mueller is known for having prayed for 5 young men to be saved. After daily prayer, year after year, they all eventually came to Christ. In fact, the last 2 were converted only after 52 years of daily, disciplined, and devoted prayer. Your 28 Days to Powerful Prayer. The great evangelist D.L. Moody appreciated the need of persistence in petitioning. He wrote, "Some people think God does not like to be troubled with our constant coming and asking. The only way to trouble God is not to come at all. He encourages us to come to Him repeatedly and press our claims." In George Mueller's autobiography, we read his formula for prevailing prayer. "It is not enough to begin to pray, nor to pray aright, nor it is enough to continue for a time to pray, but we must patiently, believing, continue in prayer until we obtain an answer. I suggest that you make a list of 3 to 7 big things you deeply need and want, and that God would be glorified by giving to you. They should be things you can ask for with full confidence. They could relate to your financial situation, your health, your relationships, a family member, a friend, your job, your ministry, or your future. Please list them now. Make a commitment to pray every day for several times a day until the answer comes or until God tells you to stop. As you pray for these things day by day, the Lord will probably refine your request. Keep praying until He responds." Here are some questions to consider. Please take your notebooks out and a pen or pencil and write these down and then answer them. Number 1, which of the 6 examples of persistent prayer given in this chapter did you find most interesting or inspiring, and why? Number 2, what excites you the most in this chapter? And number 3, when have you persisted in prayer and seen God answer? Friends, join me in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before You in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we lift our petitions up to You, Father. Lord, I pray that those listening to this podcast, Lord, that they will be persistent in prayer to you, Father, with an expectant answer, either yes, no, or wait. Lord, we just pray, Father, for my brother who has cancer, Father, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, Father. We pray for Ted, Lord. And Lord, we ask for healing, Lord God. Lord, we will be persistent in asking, Father. But Lord, we also pray for your will, not our will, but your will, Father. Lord, we love you. I pray, Father, that whoever is listening to this podcast, if they don't know you, Father, that they will believe in Jesus and they will be saved. It's by faith, through grace by faith. Lord God, we pray for those, Father, that don't know you, and we pray that they will come to know you. Please use this ministry, Father, to reach many across the world, Lord. Lord, we love you, and we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, friends, this concludes our time today in study and prayer. You've been listening to The Daily Bread. I'm Reverend Joseph Lee. We have been studying the book 28 Days to Powerful Prayer by Dr. Dave Early, published in 2020 by Barbara Publishing. This podcast is a ministry of Marketplace Evangelism Ministries Incorporated. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Take care and God bless.